Well, hello there. Thank you for joining us on this daily podcast from Body and Soul called Healthy-ish, of course. Hope you're having a really great day. I am Felicity Harley. So in January, we did an episode around astrology and what's happening in the stars for 2024. We haven't done that for a while. And well, listeners, thank you. You loved it and you asked for more. So we do have Emma Vigen back. She is an astrologer, meditation teacher and journalist, and she is going to fill us in on what's happening in the zodiac over, well, the next few weeks, the next month or so. If you do like what you hear from Emma, make sure you listen to her on Extra Healthy-ish, where we talk about how astrology can help guide your life, your decisions, and help you better understand yourself. If you do want to listen to that, just search for Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts. Emma, nice to have you back on the podcast. And well, it was a couple of months ago, I feel like I should say. How's your start to 2024 been?
Well, I hate to say it in my official capacity as an astrologer, but I told you it would be intense and it has been intense. Very busy start to 2024. I've actually moved into state. I've gone home to Queensland. So that's been taking up a lot of time and energy.
Okay, well, let's hope the second half of the year is a bit kinder to you. But what's going on right now? What is happening?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, because I don't know if you recall from our last discussion, but we are about to head into probably the most interesting astrology of 2024 as we're heading into kind of late March all the way through to kind of late April, early May. We will be enjoying eclipse season, Mercury retrograde, and two really big outer planet transits that are going to have a very strong influence over our day-to-day lives. So there is not just one thing going on, but several things that are going to ensure this period between kind of the end of March and the start of May are really, really intriguing.
Okay. The word intriguing sounds very loaded to me. Okay. What's going on? Who's going to be affected? Tell us.
So I'll start from the top. So hopefully this doesn't sound too overwhelming. So first of all, we're heading into eclipse season. So this happens a couple of times a year. And eclipse season is always really interesting because it's a kind of a time where we're going to notice beginnings and endings and dramatic changes happening really quickly. So this particular eclipse series is continuing a story arc in all of our lives, not just a specific sign, that started in late April last year. And it's going to be highlighting themes in our life around people pleasing and the desire to compromise in order to keep everyone else happy, keep things on an even keel, and in a way, not rock the boat. So what this eclipse series is really asking us to do is to dig a little bit deeper and consider, what do I actually want? How often am I advocating for myself and expressing what it is that I need, what my desires are, and what my goals and ambitions are, without taking into account anyone else's feelings or schedules? Hey, mums, I'm talking to you.
I am thinking every listener right now is just like, that's me. Okay. Thanks, Emma, for that advice.
Exactly. So it's really, it's going to be very pertinent, very alive in our lives. So, and that's really happening in particular between the 25th of March and the 9th of April. And it's going to be a really extra kind of spicy eclipse season because we have Mars and Saturn involved. And these are two planets that really point towards a little bit more drama than usual. And we're going to have this kind of driving need to like make snap decisions and want to just like throw everything out and start over again. But my advice to you, as it always is in eclipse season, is to wait and just see what happens. This is not a time for sudden dramatic movements. You don't need to try and manifest anything or push things forward. Just kind of sit on your hands and, as Andy Cohen says, watch what happens.
That sounds like it could be quite challenging with everything that's going on to actually hold back, take a breath, keep it in.
It absolutely
don't make those harsh decisions or rash yes. decisions.
It really will, because Aries season in general and Aries energy, which is where these eclipses are happening, is all about get up and go and like let's just get on with it. And I know that you understand this because you're a beautiful Aries sun.
Thank you, Em.
Just like, come on, action.
Like, oh my gosh, it sounds like my household.
About it. Let's do something.
When I'm like, okay, come on, turn off the footy. We've got to go. We've got to get like that. It's beautiful outside. Let's get outside. And all my kids and my husband's rolling their eyes. Just chill.
Yep. So that is going to be the biggest challenge for us, is just to sit and wait and see how everything unfolds. Now, the other thing that's happening this month that is going to kind of make things even more intriguing, there's that word again, is Mercury retrograde is happening at the same time. And this is the thing that sends all of the internet into complete meltdown. What I would say about this is it's not a time to be feared, but this is going to be a period over the next kind of 4 weeks. I think it's from the 2nd of April through to the 25th of April, where we might have more of a propensity to put our foot in it. So just watch your words, watch the kind of inclination to accidentally speak before you think. And also, if you're on the other end of it, give people the benefit of the doubt, because if they're seeming snarky, they possibly didn't really mean it.
Em, I wouldn't say that's intriguing. I would say you've just summed up an explosive season.
It has definitely got that potential, but one thing it definitely won't be is boring. So if you're someone that likes a little bit of action and change, well, April has it in spades.
Now, fill us with some reassurance. Does it get better as the year goes on? Because as you say, we've all had a pretty tumultuous and hectic start. We're about to have an explosive, I'm going to use the word explosive, not intriguing, intriguing couple of months. What about the
your word, not mine.
The second half of the year.
Yeah, look, I can assure you that it does settle down somewhat. This is definitely the most intense, most dramatic astro weather that we will be moving through this year. Actually, until we probably get to about December, and then we'll be heading into a Mars retrograde, but I will save that for a future episode.
Oh, I like it. Yes, we'll definitely get you back on. And can we just talk about that term astro weather? I love that. That's it, astro weather.
Yeah, well, that's what astrology is. And when you read your horoscope, that is what you are reading. You're reading an interpretation of the movements of the planets. And it's the same planets moving in the same way. We're just looking through a different lens based on whatever star sign you are.
Yeah, nice. Well, Em, good luck over the next few months. And, well, we'll get you back on for the next, hopefully, calmer season.
I can't wait. Thanks, Fliss.
Well, folks, it sounds like we're in for a fun few weeks. And, by the way, I will leave the chat we had with Emma in January, where she talked about the whole year. She gave us an overview of what's happening in the zodiac in 2024. I will leave links to that chat in the show notes. Anything else? Jump online, bodyandsoul.com.au. You can rate and review this episode, or perhaps subscribe to this podcast. Share this out with a friend. Follow us on socials. Grab our print edition, which is out in your local Sunday paper. And until tomorrow, stay healthy-ish. Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.